is in the know for Tuesday, March 20, the 79th day of 2018. There are 286 days left in the year. Spring arrives at 12:15 Eastern Time. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105, 1039 The Moose, live online at K105.com, in the iPhone and Android apps, and hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to give you some of the latest news headlines. The Litchfield City Commission, City Council meets in regular session last night. We'll tell you about a new industry that is coming to Litchfield, an officer-involved shooting in Davis County. We've also got the game times and tips for the Sweet 16 in the NCAA, plus this week's movie premieres, new on video, that and a whole lot more. Coming up today, here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl, it's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Snow in the forecast, so happy spring. You know, spring, we may get up to an inch of snow tonight and through tomorrow morning. It almost seems like a slap in the face.
It really does.
We were supposed to welcome in spring today, at least for half a day, and now we may get snow flurries going on this evening. So, to me, that just makes me mad. Does it make you mad?
It stinks.
He's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger Fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Happy spring.
Well, happy spring.
Sorry,
well, not quite yet.
Sorry about the snow. Yeah. I guess 11:15 Central Time if you want to celebrate thoroughly. Do you enjoy listening to birds chirp?
I like it if it is the part, if it's part of a bigger picture. You know, if I'm outside and just listening to...
Okay,
you know,
so not
nature.
The birds alone.
No, but I don't want a bird in front of me chirping.
Right. Sometimes you get aggravated at birds.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
We have one or two in particular that wake me up on a Saturday morning.
Right.
It drives me crazy.
For the proper time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't come knocking on the door, bird.
Right.
No.
Get out of the tree.
Yep.
Birds, British researchers have found that the more birds people see in the neighborhoods, the better their mental health.
Sure.
So this time of year when you hear birds chirping. But like you say, chances are that's greater. That's part of a greater ecosystem involving sunshine, flowers, birds chirping, trees, wind blowing.
I'm outside looking for nature.
Right. There you go.
But when I'm inside, don't.
Right. And I don't mind like the tweet sounds, but I don't really like to hear falcons. You know, or like they're coming to get me.
We have a pond behind our house, and certain times a year you hear the croaking of the toad frogs.
Right.
You know, and the sometimes it's kind of cool, and sometimes it's like, shut up.
It's annoying. Okay. Well, that's why you moved to the city.
Yeah.
So you're not, you're
just,
you're just on the outside of
the city.
That's right. If you just walk out in the street, you'll pretty much be in the city limits.
I think the pond is in the city.
It probably.
I moved to the country.
It probably is. The frogs live in the city.
They do.
You live in the country.
Well, they live the nightlife.
Quick question. Where does your son get his fashion sense?
You know, his dad.
Yeah.
Is the younger version of his dad.
I notice he's rocking the bow tie today for the senior tea.
Well, we bought a few and then. Friends were lined up at the house yesterday wanting to borrow a bow tie.
Oh, really?
Yep, because Eli, when he does dress up, he's hard to fit. I've not told you all the story of the traveling pants.
The Brotherhood of the Traveling
Pants?
Yeah, well, yes, I'm familiar.
The boy wears a 29-34. I didn't realize that was a hard thing to find.
Talk
until
about odd shaped.
You have to special order, so I went to all over Elizabethtown, multiple stores, all over Louisville.
His dad wears a 34-29.
That's a true story. That's how I remember Eli's link.
Did I steal your punchline?
No,
is that where you were
no,
going?
No, I wasn't going to say that on here. Mark said it, honey, not me. So... go back in the house and put your things down. You get to stay.
He's looking very good. A lot of good-looking young people headed out to the senior tea today. I wish the weather were better.
Oh, so listen. So I asked two people who work Dillard's Men.
Okay.
I'm looking for a 29-34. I went to Brooks Brothers. I went to Express. I went everywhere that should have pants. You had thought I'd asked them, would you like to have the flu today? They made this awful look on their face and said, they don't make that size. And I said, well, I got a boy that is that size, and he's not oddly big. I mean, I know the tallest banker in the world.
Right.
The boy's,
right.
The boy's not
a weird
size.
He's not a 29, though.
No. I found one pair, took them back to the lady who made the ugly face to me, and she had to apologize. Anyway, got them for $14.
So you walk in somewhere, and you say, do you have a 29.34? They said, well, let me go check, and while I'm checking, I'll see if we have a unicorn.
That's right. Sorry, the unicorn wore those pants home.
That's right.
We have no more.
The Litchfield City Council met in regular session last night and announced a new company will be coming to Litchfield, locating on Kenneth H. Goff Drive. Mayor Thomason announced last night that a new industry will be coming to the community. He could not yet reveal the name of the company, but it will be located on 10 acres on Kenneth H. Goff Drive, so we're getting new neighbors. It will employ about 30 people. As an incentive for the company to make the move, the city will pay the industry $1,000 for the first 30 employees that are hired. Construction on the company's building will begin almost immediately. The mayor said it was something he'd been looking forward to doing, and one of the exclamation marks on his time as mayor, as that will be ending this year, and says that they will reveal the full information on the company at their April 2nd meeting.
So, should we make some good guesses?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I spent this morning coming up with good guesses.
Okay, so you throw yours on the table.
I figure it's Amazon, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, or Microsoft. Or
okay.
It's Apple. It's the new Apple headquarters.
I was going to go IBM.
Apple's moving from Cupertino, California to Litchfield, Kentucky.
I was hoping it was an Arby's. Finally on our side of town.
Could it be an Arby's distribution
That's
center?
That's what I was going to say.
Of course.
With a little bit of a storefront, you know.
I don't know what it could be.
It's where they're going to store the meats.
That's right. They have just a big sign above their building that says, we store the meats. I don't know.
Huh.
I really actually have not heard.
I haven't either. So.
It's kind of making me mad that I haven't heard.
Mayor's keeping a really good secret this time.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. So
that's why I'm a little surprised I haven't heard.
Usually he gets so excited he'll whisper about.
It must be Apple.
It is.
That's the only secret worth keeping if it were Apple. Litchfield Public Works Director Sheila Puckett said last night's meeting that her department will hold a tire disposal program for Grayson County residents. Beginning April 2nd, the citizens of the county can drop off up to 8 16-inch or smaller tires at the solid waste transfer station at no charge. A maximum of 8 tires per household will be accepted, and proof of residency will be required. Regular rates are $2 per tire plus the weight. Will apply if disposing of tires on rims and tires 17 inches or larger or semi-trucks. The tire disposal program will run until April 30th or until 2,666 tires. It's a very specific number.
Yes.
I'm sure there's got to be an explanation for that.
There is.
There is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hold on. Let me make sure I get it right. Because I asked this the other day. There was a limit put on because they pay so much.
Okay.
The city's responsible at the transfer station to pay so much for the tires.
Right. Okay.
So to keep it within.
But 2,666 is a very specific number as it pertains to quantity. Like, mm-hmm. I would understand if it were a gross weight.
Mm-hmm.
Say, we can accept this weight in tires. But when you have varying sizes of tires,
right.
How do you know that the weight you're shooting for is 2,666 tires?
I didn't know I was going to have to regurgitate the
information. I was told there would be no math this morning, but here we are trying to figure this out.
It has to do with cost more
okay.
than the cost of removal. I know that they were trying to limit it to like 4 tires a household.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Something like
gotcha.
That.
I will tell you, that's been a very popular story at K105.com since it got posted earlier mm-hmm. this morning. I thought, wow, people got a lot of tires.
People looking to claim to them. I tell you what, and I told the judge executive, if somebody has 8 tires, you can give them mine and Jason's coupon for 4 tires because we're not going to use ours.
All right. Yeah, I have no spare tires.
Yeah, I don't have any.
That I need to discard.
So somebody could have your 4-tire coupon.
That's right. I'll sell you my tires
for
a couple of chickens.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do some bartering. By the way, 315 Westlake Drive is the transfer station, and it will be open Saturdays in April from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to accommodate citizens wishing to drop off tires.
You know what you could do is paint your tire and make it a. Have you seen this where they're making them animal beds out of them?
I've seen it where
they
do it. They turn it inside out, and then they have the buttons and they do the stools. they almost end up like ottomans.
That.
Have you seen these?
No. So they put the rivets in them or whatever.
Yeah, and they use the inside, so they turn them inside out.
I've seen where guys painting them and then lining them on the inside and making like little animal beds out of them.
Hey, that's the business the city should be in.
The shelter can make those.
In the Pinterest tire business.
Yes.
I mean, if they won't start a movie theater.
They're getting in the wrong businesses. Get out of government.
Get in the tire decorating business. That's right. That's what governments do. About 4:30 yesterday afternoon, serious story I have to share with you. About 4:30 yesterday, state police were requested by the Davis County Sheriff's Office to assist with a trespassing complaint in the 300 block of Hillbridge Road. That's 5 miles north of Utica. Police said a Jeep Grand Cherokee was doing donuts in muddy farm fields nearby, and at the scene, Davis County deputies and state police located the Jeep unoccupied at a residence and soon discovered the Jeep had been stolen out of Fayette County. As they approached the residence to investigate, the suspect ran out the back door of the home, got in the Jeep, and then aggressively sped away. The suspect fled, driving through fields for about a mile before crashing and fleeing on foot. Authorities said a trooper quickly located the male, with the trooper confronting him, who had a pistol in his hand. The trooper ordered the suspect to drop his gun, but he failed to comply and continued to walk toward the trooper with the pistol in his hand. As the suspect continued to approach police, he pointed the pistol at the trooper, with the trooper firing a rifle, striking the suspect. The man was transported with a law enforcement escort to a regional hospital, but was pronounced dead a short time later. Yesterday in Pikeville, big community memorial service for the Pikeville police officer, Scotty Hamilton, who died. It was a Sunday afternoon is when they had that. The 35-year-old was shot on March 13th in the hurricane community of Pike County. I saw some of the media coverage of this. It was just a huge outpouring, and they've arrested 4 people that are involved in this, and we'll be watching that closely going forward. Speaking of legislation to protect our Leos, the Kentucky House has voted to increase death benefits for the surviving spouses of children of police officers killed in the line of duty. House members passed a bill 89-0 yesterday while the spouses of several slain police officers watched from the gallery. That will now go over to the Senate. The bill would cover a wide range of public employees, including police officers, firefighters, and other state workers, but the focus was on the family members of police officers. Currently, and here's why the change, currently their spouses can receive 25% of the officer's salary or take whatever retirement benefits the officer was eligible for at the time of death. The bill would change that, letting spouses receive 75% of their loved one's salary. So think of it like this. If you have a young man who's new to law enforcement, who probably is at a recruitment rank salary, if you will, and has not had an opportunity to accumulate sizable retirement benefits, you get 4 or 5 years into that and that person loses their life, then his family would only get 1/4 of the death benefits that if he were still living, and the retirement benefit would be very small. And so this goes to 3/4 and then the retirement benefits included in that. So it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
To help some of those families. Because the most important thing about that is, chances are if you're a law enforcement officer and you have a family, you're a young man, let's say you're 25, 26, 27, you got a bride who's probably about that age, and I'm going to go, you might have a 2, a 3-year-old, mm-hmm. a 4-year-old, you might have a couple of those. And as we know, that's expensive.
Absolutely.
The Kentucky Senate is set to reveal the 2-year spending proposal. The Republican-controlled Senate is preparing to reveal the spending plan. The Appropriations and Revenue Committee will meet twice today to debate 2-year spending plans for the executive, legislative, and judicial branches. The House of Representatives approved its version of the spending plan earlier this month, and they included a 50-cent tax increase on cigarettes and a new tax on prescription opioids. But last week, Republican Senate leaders said their budget proposal would not include those taxes. Senate President Bob Stivers declined to say yesterday what was in the budget proposal. House and Senate leaders have until next week to reach a deal in order to preserve their right to override any potential vetoes from the governor. Remember, this was the primary function of this legislative session, was to get a biennial budget passed.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wait until the last minute, then they are handing all the power to the governor.
Yep.
So, I am a little bit surprised, considering I haven't talked with Senator Meredith in a while, but he was the one who was banging the drum over the $1 per pack increase on cigarette taxes. And now it goes over to the House, and they say 50 cents per pack. But now when it comes back to the Senate, it sounds like they're saying we're not going to do any of those. And if that is simply to avoid having to answer the political question that you raise taxes, then shame on yous.
Yep.
If it had viability as an idea 30 to 40 days ago, I'm curious to know why it no longer has viability. It is no secret. I think everyone acknowledges our state needs more revenue.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's letting us build casinos.
No one wants to do that.
Right.
And I'm not a fan of that.
I'm just saying nobody's, you know, they've pushed that and pushed that and pushed that, and that's been dead in the water for a while. So.
And now medical marijuana is a non-starter.
Right.
So now no cigarette tax.
This was the most viable answer for me. Philip Morris.
No opioid tax.
There's not big cigarette companies in Kentucky anymore, is there?
Oh, well, I mean, Kentucky's still a huge user of
tobacco. Yeah, I'm just
tobacco,
wondering, who would push back against this?
Well, that's a good question. That's why I was wondering, is it just because they don't want to have to say, just because they don't want to hear opponents' political ads saying, this guy raised taxes,
right.
This lady voted to raise your taxes. And I will tell you, people who use tobacco products are more likely to respond to that because they're the ones that are going to feel the pinch of paying the per pack tax. So I don't know the reasons. I don't know if it's political gamesmanship. I don't. Maybe there is a legitimate reason for not doing it. But all along, I thought, you know, that's a reasonable idea.
Right.
What happened? I do not know. I'll have to read the senator's legislative update at the end of the week. I'll figure it all out. Lawmakers have wrapped up a work on a bill to regulate online eye exam. The House sent the measure to Governor Bevin on an 88-0 vote yesterday. Before voting for final passage, the House accepted changes made to the bill by senators. The original bill required real-time interaction between an eye doctor and a patient seeking a prescription. The Senate voted to strike that requirement, and the House accepted it. The measure comes as more companies offer eye exams through a smartphone app, marketing it as a way to save a trip and some money on something as simple as the prescription renewal. I'm curious to know whether you're going to have big ophthalmological, is that a word? Close.
You're close.
If you're going to have big companies that are trying to come in and create hardships for local providers, or if this is an issue where your local providers are likely to lease the app technology so they can deal with their patients remotely. I can see where, like when on this bill, you mentioned Philip Morris, I can see the various players here who would be for and against this particular bill and the legislation. I'm trying to figure out how that impacts your local eye doctor.
Right.
Is this going to make it easier for them to embrace this technology, or are they the ones that are saying, oh no, you still have to come see us? I don't know yet. Hard to say. WKU won consecutive NIT games for the first time since 1948 with a win over number one seed.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
University of Southern California last night, and the score was 79-75. Kind of an odd end to the game, too. Got a dunk at the end when I figured SC was going to attempt to foul, but they didn't. So good. Good for the Cards advance and the Toppers advance. Could they play? In the finals of the NIT, could they? I haven't seen that bracket, so I don't know how that could work.
I mean, everybody's there in red and black.
By the way, I know who I'm for in that game, without a doubt.
Me too. Well, I don't know. I have a kid at both schools. I have one at Western. I have one at U of L.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see. We'll be able to tell which one you like better at that particular moment.
I tell you what, I'll show up in red and black.
Are you following any type of diet these days? The see it, eat it. Diet? Is that what you're on?
That's what today's been. Yeah. I love fad diets. Like, I love to try them.
Yeah.
Not been successful with any of them yet.
I've been doing very well I've been doing very well Monday through Friday.
Have you?
I'm having a hard time on the weekends because I sort of let my guard down and think, okay, I'm not going to be so hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And then so then I add back some on like Monday morning. I go, pfft.
You know, we had this conversation, Jason and I, Saturday. I stood in front of him with my arms raised. I said, do I look better? I did the right thing once this week.
You told me you had two Cubans this weekend. And sandwiches, and that not was, Cuban
that was
cigars.
Tuesday lunch. I skipped lunch Tuesday and had a shake.
Gotcha.
Milkshake.
Well, I would just, you know, I'm doing better and I can tell some difference, yes. But there were signs that I knew that I had to do something different.
Buttons popping.
Well, we were at a wedding reception back in the fall, and when I was dancing, I made the band skip.
It happens.
The whole band. When I started putting mayonnaise on aspirin, I knew I got to do something different.
It's like two spoonfuls of sugar. Mary Poppins advised us to do such.
That's right. Yep.
Gotta get a cracker from
back his. Around Christmas. We went to the zoo, and the elephants were throwing peanuts at me.
How come you got out? Get back in here.
Security.
First of December, I got my driver's license renewed, and it now says picture continued on the other side.
Oh. It's That's a wraparound.
If I were to run away, they'd have to put my picture on all four sides of the milk carton.
It's a wraparound. It's a big one.
Went and had blood work done, and they told me my blood type was Ragu.
Those are great.
So I decided to do something different.
Yeah.
We got to get to a break. We'll be back with more here on In the Know.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down so you could just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday. No, it's not. But I still look good, though. Ow. I bet you want an autograph. But you and your friends. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's why I keep my pen. But you can't dance. They ain't got rhythm. But you got a man. I'll see you with him. Put your phone down. Let's get it. Forget your Instagram and your Twitter. Got me like, whoa. Wait a minute. You need to take a minute. Loosen your shoulders up. Hold up. Let's work. Throw some firm on your attitude. You gotta relax.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where here they are on the first day of spring. Tomorrow will be the first full day of spring. Don't expect the weather to get a lot better, so go ahead and shop for your spring holidays, including Easter, less than 2 weeks away, and always have fresh-cut florals. So whatever you need for Easter or anything this spring, do it at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they're celebrating the first day of spring with the rest of us. So the hours of daylight have been growing slightly longer each day since the winter solstice back in December. That's the shortest day of the year. And so after 3 months of lengthening days, beginning today, we finally mark the turning point where the period of light exceeds the period of darkness. So today, tomorrow, I guess is the first full day that we do that, that we have more daylight than we have dark, which is nice. But it's still been odd for me the last week or so with my routine. By the time I get home at 5:30 or 6 o'clock or whatever, I was so accustomed to it have been dark for an hour and a half that when I go and like have dinner and do whatever, there's still daylight outside. What? It's so weird.
I can't even shake it off.
It's just odd.
And I'm loving it.
It's my favorite.
And also today is the Great American Meat Out.
Okay. Like M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
M-E-A-T.
Ooh.
To grassroots. Right.
Back to Arby's.
I can have a Cuban sandwich. A grassroots movement encouraging us to try going meatless for one day.
Oh, no.
Oh, so that's like the Great American Smoke Out. So don't smoke that day. This is a Great American Meat Out.
I've already messed up.
I tried going meatless for a day once.
Yeah.
It was the longest month of my life.
I have a sister who has, she's gone to a vegetarian lifestyle. But we learned that if mama's making chicken and dumplings, she's a flexitarian.
She's vegan fluid.
Yeah, she is. Well, I'm not vegan. I'm a vegetarian, unless there's chicken and dumplings.
She's a vegetarian fluid. Then.
Unless mama's made chicken and dumplings.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It is also, when we think of spring, this is also the time in Vermont where they have the running of the sap.
Yes.
So this is the time of year where they harvest the sap from the trees for the maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I have some friends that do that in Meade County.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she blogs about it.
You know, we saw the old time ones where you tap those trees and then you put a bucket under it and you gather it. Now it's more, they've got pumps and pipes and like it's all, you know.
It's like milking a cow.
Yeah, it collects it. It's a network of plumbing that extracts the syrup. But most maple trees yield 5 to 15 gallons of sap per season. All right.
Wow.
So a maple tree will yield 5 to 15 gallons of sap per season, which sounds like a lot to me.
But it's really not.
No.
Not really.
15 gallons from one tree? That sounds like a lot of sap.
Yeah.
But it takes roughly 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup.
Because you have to boil it down. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, the process. So to me, it doesn't sound like a whole lot because I guess I've known the process.
High-quality maple syrup is composed at a minimum of 2/3 sugar.
Oh.
Maple syrup is 66% sugar.
I believe that.
And the International Maple Syrup Institute was founded in 1975 to promote and protect pure maple syrup and other maple syrup products. So then that led me to believe or wonder, well, why is syrup not so expensive at the store? Well, Aunt Jemima isn't, but it's fake.
Right.
It's not real maple syrup.
Exactly.
It's butter.
That's right. It is fructose, corn syrup, cellulose, gum, and caramel coloring. Mmm, yum.
That sounds healthy.
That sounds great.
It's gut health on a stick.
It does indeed. Are you ready for the Sweet 16? Don't forget, you have 2 more days to make your round-by-round picks if you're in said game. But we're going to, we know the tip times now. So Thursday night's games at 6:07 p.m. Central Time, Loyola versus Nevada. That'll be Brian Anderson, Chris Weber, and Lisa Byington. Then at 6:37, you'll have Texas A&M and Michigan. That'll be on TBS. Then after Loyola, Nevada, you've got Kansas State versus Kentucky. Chris Weber is part of that crew as well. Chris Weber was the one who loved Hayden Hooper so much, the UK band kid. You weren't here on Friday, so you missed the conversation about Hayden. Then Friday night's games at 6:07 p.m., Clemson versus Kansas. That's the Jim Nantz, Bill Raftery, Grant Hill, Tracy Wolfson crew. Followed by West Virginia and Villanova at that's at 6:37 on TBS. Then after Clemson, Kansas, you get Syracuse versus Duke. And after West Virginia, Nova, you get Texas Tech and Purdue. So more games Thursday and Friday night. Let's see what's going to happen. I heard that UK's odds to win the national championship had increased by 75% after the weekend. They had gone from plus 2,800 to plus 700.
Wow.
So that's good.
I did learn last night that my bracket looks better than my husband's right now.
Yeah, that does not surprise me, considering,
I was a random picking, and he studied it out. That is really just a testament to how messed up the games have been.
Yes, this tournament and prior performance were mutually exclusive.
Yes.
This headline caught my attention. So tomorrow, as you know, I'll go ahead and remind you, tomorrow we need to wear mismatched socks.
Yes. Oh, I nailed it today.
Tomorrow is World's Down Syndrome Awareness Day. And considering the sock episode you all had at your house over the weekend, you should have plenty of mismatched socks to choose
from. I'm working ahead.
But that'll be tomorrow. And so this headline stood out to me today. A father of boy with Down syndrome sues the Boy Scouts for revoking all of his son's merit badges. Says the father of a boy who has Down syndrome is suing the Boy Scouts of America for blocking his son from becoming an Eagle Scout and revoking his merit badges. Logan Blythe had been a scout through the National Parks Council in Utah. His father, Chad, says the 15-year-old has advanced because the council has made accommodations when necessary. He had planned to create kits for special needs babies for his Eagle project when the family learned the national organization voided every merit badge he obtained. The family sued the Boy Scouts and the Utah National Parks Council for, quote, outrageous and reckless conduct. The organization says it worked with the committee and the Blythe family to offer, quote, alternative merit badges, end quote, and a path to becoming an Eagle. So I don't have a lot of detail, right? This story, the way it presents itself, offers so many questions mm-hmm. that I need answered.
Mm-hmm.
But it does bring to mind to me a situation where I have to wonder. I believe that we as a society, we look for ways to accommodate, champion, celebrate, encourage those who are different
mm-hmm.
or have special challenges that we may or may not have in the ways of overlooking some restrictions or rules to a game or qualification. It's become, let me put it this way, it's become very common for high school athletic teams to create someone who's, allow a situation who's a person who's not on the team per se, the roster, that maybe their wish was to just play in a game and shoot a basket or two or to make a yeah. basket, okay? And I think we all see those, and those things are heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what makes the world good. It does make me wonder, though, if you follow that through, if you go down that path, do you get to a point where you're creating friction or you're creating... Boy Scouts and their merit badges are very specific, right? And becoming an Eagle Scout is quite an honor, and it's not easy to do. My question is, where is the how do you do what I just said that we like to do
mm-hmm.
without creating an environment where someone could potentially earn something that truly they haven't earned?
Well, they said in the story. They answered your question in the story. It says, the father said they had made special accommodations for uh-huh. him to earn the badges, which led to the road of him be able to apply to be an Eagle Scout.
Right.
The special accommodations meant we didn't hold him to the same standards
right.
because he does have challenges that he would not be able to perform at that standard. So
agreed. But here are the last line. It says that they still worked with the committee to offer an alternative merit badges and a path to becoming an Eagle. So I guess my question is this the same Eagle
mm-hmm.
as the other Eagles? Is this where does it get diluted or where does it get changed to where it's not at the same level? Right. And are you devaluing the other level
mm-hmm.
if a person gets something that they didn't earn in the same way?
Well, I think what probably will have to be looked at in this case is the same reason that we have the Special Olympics. We understand that their athletic abilities are not the same as someone who doesn't have the same challenges in their life, whether
right.
it be they've lost their legs and now they're running with prosthetics
uh-huh.
or Down syndrome.
Or the Paralympics
right.
or the Special Olympics or whatever
or any
it might
of those
be.
Those things. We understand that there's a difference and there's a reason that all of the athletes in all of those three or four different Olympics are not racing together.
Here's what's interesting to me. That I take away from that when I look at whether it's the Paralympics or the Special Olympics
right.
or people that we're discussing here, we talk about them being different, but I also look at them in a way and I think that they have so much more value
absolutely.
Than a normal person
yeah.
because of the limitations
right.
and the challenges to overcome and do
yes.
those things.
But I'm not saying the gold medal one in the Paralympics or the Special Olympics is any less valuable than the one in the Olympics we just watched.
Absolutely.
But they are subsectioned because there's a fairness of equality of your athletes.
Right. But my biggest take, my question is, what happened to the Boy Scouts
mm-hmm.
that they would feel the need to be so proactive that they voided all of this young man, all of this young man's merit badges.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
And so I have to, like, what, like, I don't think the Boy Scouts are looking, like, they've taken enough black eyes over the last few years. I don't think they're going out and just trying to insult groups of people. Surely not. But something led them to this decision. I was trying to come up with a reason that might make it, you know, explain, like, why they would at least try to do it. But who knows what it was. Police raid. This happened in Houston, Texas. Police raid an illegal gambling room disguised as a Zumba studio. You fooled us all those years, Misty. You told us you were going to Zumba. Yep. Well, you barely went to Zumba and played cards a few times, too, right?
You know.
Were you gambling during that time, Misty?
Fessed up.
You never tell. All right. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Did you know Amazon's largest warehouse is the size of 17 American football fields?
Wow. That's crazy.
Now say that again.
17 American football fields. If you laid them out together in a block.
Yeah.
That's how big the largest Amazon warehouse is.
Oh, okay.
That's large.
Yeah, that's enormous.
Mm-hmm. It's, not only is it enormous, it would be ginormous.
So you think that's coming to Litchfield?
Yep, on a 10-acre plot.
I hope so.
I think it's the factory where they make Amazon drones, and they do all the test flights around here.
I hope it's where they make the little umbrellas that go in drinks.
Really?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Of all the things you want made, that was your go-to. That's very specific.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I like it. That's almost like 2,666 tires.
Yeah, I know. So just random. Pick a number. That's what they did, Mark. Somebody pick a number, and that's how many tires we will take.
They ask Siri for a number.
2,266.
No, 2666.
26, oh.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's why I was like, again, that's a very specific number.
My brain shut that out in the very beginning.
Your filter.
No.
Your filter wouldn't allow that through. So sometimes we say, oh, you're such a Rachel. You're such a Ross. You're such a Joey. But you'll remember we had, you're such a Carrie. You're such a Samantha.
Yes.
You're such a Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Well, in New York, your governor may be such a Miranda.
Yeah.
Cynthia Nixon has said she is running for governor of New York State.
Yeah, I watched that this morning a little bit.
I'm thinking
it
I would
stop me in my tracks.
I think I would not vote for her, is my guess.
I looked at it and thought, really?
Based upon her politics, I'm saying that she and I are probably on different side of the political fence. But that's just me.
You do you, and I'll do me.
We've been doing it very well, she and I. We've been getting along. She's been over in her world, and I've been over in mine.
Yep.
New on video this week, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. So finally, we get Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart
on DVD. Elijah saw this in theater and says it's really funny.
I've heard good things about it.
I've heard that as well,
Also, Pitch Perfect 3 is out on new to DVD and Blu-ray.
I'd rather just have the soundtrack than have to sit through the movie.
Downsizing is out today. That's Matt Damon and Christopher Waltz, where to save space and money, they decide to become miniatures. Yeah, it's odd. Small Town Crime is out today, and The Vanishing of Sydney Hall. Don't know Sydney Hall, didn't know she was vanished. Or he. It's spelled S-I-D, so I guess that could be the male spelling of Sydney. Indiana Jones 5 will start filming in April of next year.
Okay.
So in 13 months, Indiana Jones 5.
Harrison Ford a part of that?
He's going to be a part of it probably in a similar way that Tom Cruise will be part of Top Gun.
As a papal?
Something like that, right.
Right.
Tom Cruise can't be Maverick. He can't play he can be Maverick, but he's going to be old Maverick.
Yeah.
He's probably going to have a son that's the new Maverick. So Indiana Jones will have a grandson.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
That would be my, I'm just speculating.
I like the Indiana Jones series.
Lady and the Tramp live action remake coming to Disney streaming service.
Really?
Listen, I've seen some smart dogs, and I've seen some well-trained dogs. But just the idea of a live action remake of Lady and the Tramp sounds funny to me. Well, they got like two terriers that just sit there looking at one another.
God loves a terrier.
Yes.
Have you seen Best in Show?
No, but no, I know, but I know
okay,
that line.
God loves a terrier.
That's right. Okay, without looking at this headline, look at this right picture. Left. Look at this picture of, is this Judy Garland? Okay. The young lady who played...
Well, you didn't cover the title very well, so you ruined it for me. No.
Oh. All right. So, that's Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland.
And the only reason I knew that is because I've already seen this part, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? She looks just like Judy Garland.
Yeah, she really
I would have never thought that she looked. And oddly enough, it kind of strikes me as a surprise. On Harvey Weinstein's birthday yesterday, his company goes belly up.
Oh, happy birthday. Well deserved.
That's right. It seems appropriate
His
company files for bankruptcy on his birthday.
They were saving it for the best.
Most interestingly, it releases them going bankrupt, releases all those women from their non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
So if, in case we haven't heard it all already, we're going to hear more. So we got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know. To ponder for today. So I was at Olson's Mercantile the other day. And I saw someone wearing an eye patch. And I really, really had a dilemma. Should I have asked him? If it was all fun and games?
Well, I thought the dilemma was going to be, do you ask them in a pirate's voice?
No, I wanted to, I mean,
fire, matey.
That world famous saying, you know, your mom says it, you say it.
All the time. Well,
right.
Not as much
it's
anymore.
All fun and games till someone gets an eye out.
Mm-hmm.
Who better to ask? I mean, I can't ask a two-eyed person. Unless that person started with three eyes.
Well, maybe that's the question we ask. Did you start with three eyes? Because I need to know where this question is going. Where's this conversation leading?
Late night TV tonight. Oh, I have an extra did you know today. The blob of toothpaste that sits on your toothbrush has a name.
Really?
Nurdle. N-U-R-D-L-E.
I really love that.
It's a nurdle.
Can't wait until later tonight.
The question is, do you make your nurdle have a tail? Like, do you swirl it like the Aquafresh
commercial?
It has
to look like the box.
Yes. So do you try to do that or you just straight line it?
I'm a straight liner.
Yeah.
I don't put a button on my nurdle.
I used to try.
I once had a nurple.
I don't think we need to have this conversation.
A purple nipple. That's a nurple.
I don't want to know why.
Nurdle. Somebody asked me if I knew what was worse than a hurricane.
And then you were assaulted? That's what I'm taking away from the story.
Listen, you have no idea what it was like to be a third grade boy.
You have no idea how bad it was to be a third grade girl in a room full of
I guess there are ways that was similar, but I'm certain in ways it was vastly different.
I think it's a rite of passage for 8-year-old boys.
Probably. You have a lot of wedgies in your upbringing that didn't come from your sisters?
Nope.
All right,
I didn't have any brothers.
On TV tonight, Katie Couric is on Jimmy Kimmel. That was Nurdle. N-U-R-D-L-E. That's the toothpaste.
Can't wait.
John Boyega is on Jimmy Fallon tonight, along with Bob Saget. James Corden has Dakota Fanning, Will Forte, and Iggy Azalea. And The Voice is on tonight. Battle Round continues, and the coaches enlist the help of top recording artists as advisors. Here we go to today's highlight in history. This date in 1854, the Republican Party of the United States was founded by slavery opponents at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
In 1413, England's King Henry IV died. He was succeeded by King Henry the
Fifth.
In 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte returned to Paris after escaping his exile on Elba, beginning his 100 days rule.
I thought you were going to chime in and sing.
In 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's influential novel about slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was first published in book form after being serialized. In 1952, the United States Senate ratified 66-10, a security treaty with Japan. Birthdays today. Producer-director Carl Reiner is 96. We have Carl Reiner to thank for some of the best comedy of our era. Hal Linden is 87 today. He played Barney Miller. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Pat Riley is 73. Spike Lee is 61. Holly Hunter is 60. Kathy Ireland is 55. Comedian Mikey Day from Saturday Night Live is 38 today. Gone but not forgotten. Mr. Rogers, born this date in 1928. Jerry Reed, born in 1937. Chart toppers. 1964.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. Can I say that something? I want to hold.
He wants to hold what?
You know what it said.
What a cliffhanger this morning.
I had to keep you guessing. 1973. Saw a feature with CBS Sunday Morning a few weeks ago. And the OJs, they were playing some of their songs from their catalog, and I can't remember the song now. We have to look it up after the show. But there was a song the OJs did in the 70s that when I heard it, I said, I had no idea that song was a remake. Like, it came out in the 80s or the 90s. And I thought, oh, that's an original song. It's not. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'd like to know what it is.
See, that's a good peace and harmony for the world song.
Yeah, it is.
Stevie Wonder.
I
don't know this song either.
Sure,
I can't believe it came out in the 80s and it was number one and I don't know it.
You're probably in third grade at this point.
I was 11 whole years old.
Probably still in third grade.
Well, I wasn't 11 yet. Not in March.
That girl.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
I do know this one.
Closer to
91. Maria. Maria Carey. Pre-Cray. I'd be curious to put a pencil to, when it's all said and done, how much money the song All I Want for Christmas Is You will earn her and her descendants.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know. Yeah.
It'll be far more than White Christmas when it's all said and done. Except White Christmas continues to earn. You know, White Christmas would have to stop being played.
It's got a few decades on her. But...
yeah, absolutely. 18 years ago today. There you go. Third Eye Blind.
What happened?
You all think there's no method to my madness,
no.
But clearly there is.
Sadly, there is.
So So Third Eye Blind made me think of my trip to Olson's Mercantile. 9 years ago today. Lowrider. Right now. Anything you all must share before we go?
I don't think so. I'm good.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today comes from, wait, Robin Williams. Right? Remember Robin Williams?
Mm-hmm.
He said, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.